All right, good morning. Thank you so much for joining the session. My name is Arun Ulag. I'm with the Cloud Enterprise Engineering team. My team and I are responsible for our product portfolio such as Power BI, Power Apps, Microsoft Flow, as well as some of the pro services underneath them. I'm joined by my colleague Sanjay Soni. He's part of our marketing team, so he and I will be doing the session together. We're also going to be joined by one of our good partners, Hitachi Solutions, and Dr. Sebastian Morris. So the topic of the session was pretty much about how you can drive solutions with Power BI. What we'll talk about, so we'll spend the majority of the session on industry solutions with Power BI. But before we get into that, I just wanted to share a little bit about our strategy in terms of what are we driving towards and how it all fits together. Then share a little bit about how we differentiate and what are the capabilities that we're investing in to make life easier for you guys. And then we'll spend the majority of our time on demonstrations for Power BI industry solutions. With that, let me get started. So from a strategy perspective, when we talk to customers, they're really trying to make sure that they go from data to understanding what happened, to understanding why things happened, and then move forward to understand what's likely to happen, so be able to predict a future outcome, and then be able to understand what they need to do in order to influence what happens, so it's kind of prescribe what the actions that they need to take in order to influence the outcomes that they want, right? So this should not be a surprise to you. Most of you guys are probably on this journey, so that's kind of where we're going. The way we're doing this is we're investing in the Cortana Intelligence Stack. The Cortana Intelligence Stack is our cloud-based end-to-end platform, and it has four different pillars. We're not going to go into any of these specific pillars today, but you're going to be able to see these pillars in action. The first pillar is about how you ingest data, data coming in real time, data coming in from on-premise sources, how do you orchestrate the data movement. So that's the information management layer, the layer on the furthest to your left. The next layer is about our big data storage. It could be structured storage with a parallel data warehouse, or it could be unstructured storage. So both we support both of those capabilities. The layer after that is a machine learning and analytics layer, where we invest in Azure machine learning, where we invest in analytics based on our unstructured storage, as well as we support both Cloudera and Hortonworks from a Hadoop perspective. We also have stream analytics, so as data comes in real time, you can analyze it pretty much as it comes in and then be able to extract intelligence in real time. And the last layer is where we actually help put all of this together for our business users. So that's where Power BI comes in, and it allows you to make sure that our business users get the insights that they need. So in this session, it's primarily going to be focused on industry solutions with Power BI. However, you'll see many of these components in action as we look at different customer examples. The other concept I wanted to introduce is that BI is powerful and interesting. However, it's even more important to be able to translate those insights into action. So we've been investing in a couple of new products. One is called Power Apps. The other one is called Microsoft Flow. Both of these products are currently in public preview, so you can test them today. But the idea being is that, hey, if you have some insights and you want to convert that into action, very often you need to be able to invest in building an application. And this application often needs to be, available on your iPhones, in your iPads, and your Android devices, in addition to being available on Windows and the web. However, building mobile applications is very complex. It takes a lot of time. You have to build it for several mobile platforms, and it takes a long time to deploy as you get through app stores. So Power Apps is a rapid application development platform. It helps you build applications quickly. It helps you get applications quickly in the hands of your enterprise customers. And to build these applications, you don't need to know anything more than being able to use Excel-like formula languages, right? So I'm going to show you one example where we have an airline maintenance scenario where we combine insight with action driven through Power Apps. Microsoft Flow is an automation framework. So if in many cases you can set up rules where you, based on different triggers and different conditions, you can trigger automated workflows. Again, Microsoft Flow is something that you don't need to be a programmer to use. You can actually set it up and use it with pretty much a drag and drop interface and Excel-like formulae. So that's pretty much where we're going, being able to get deep insights, being able to understand why things happen, being able to predict what's likely to happen, influence what you want to happen, as well as being able to translate your insight into action, right? So that's our strategy. In terms of the areas we choose to differentiate, before I get into the actual solution examples, there's about five or six areas that we're deeply investing in from a BI perspective. The first one is real-time analytics with live dashboards. So this is something that has become increasingly more important to our customers. Customers are looking to understand not just what happened last month, last quarter, last week, yesterday. They're trying to understand things as they happen in real time, right? Because Power BI is a cloud service, and it's a cloud service built on the Azure stack, we have native support for real-time capabilities, and I'll show you a couple of examples where we actually do that today, right? But that's something that's native, that's easy, and it's a really important capability for our customers. So the first area of differentiation for us is being able to support live dashboards. The second area of differentiation for us is custom visualizations. And this is interesting because as a visualization platform, we need to have a wide variety of really first-class visualizations. And Power BI ships out of the box with dozens and dozens of fantastic visualizations. However, our goal is to get BI in the hands of a billion users. And for us to get BI in the hands of a billion users, we recognize that there are so many scenarios that are unique by industry, that are unique to a particular customer, to a particular partner. So what we've done is we've chosen to build all our visualizations, our native visualizations, on D3 and Node.js. We've also chosen to open source all our visualizations, so they all publish on GitHub, right? Now, the reason we did that is we recognize that you might need to build your own visualizations, right? So you can take our visualization code, you can tailor it to your unique requirements, you can also choose to build custom visualizations based on our APIs, and they will work beautifully with our platform. This has also spawned a community of folks who build these custom visualizations and choose to share it back with the community. So if you go to visuals.powerbi.com today, you will see dozens and dozens of visualizations that others have built and have shared back to the community. So this is the capability that customers really appreciate, because instead of tightly controlling all the visualization code, we have chosen to open source it so that you can not only use ours, but customize ours, choose to build your own, and benefit from the community of open source visualizations out there. The third area is natural language query. So this is an area that Power BI has been investing in for several years, and it's an area that is very popular with our business users, because business users want to help themselves as much as they can, and if they can ask questions in English, and Power BI can translate those questions into to understand what the business user's intent is, go into the data set and put together a visualization that answers their question, it makes life easy for the business user, but it also makes life easier for the business analyst who supports the business user, so that they're not always the single point of contact for any question the business user has. So this has been native to our platform, it's been native to our platform from the beginning, and it's an area where we continue to invest. The next area of differentiation is our deep integration with productivity tools, specifically Excel. So we've made some choices that make it very easy for Excel data to flow into Power BI and for Power BI data to flow into Excel, right? Let me just share a couple of points. The data modeling layer in Power BI is built on something called data analysis expressions, or DACs. Now, for those of you who've used Excel Power Pivot tables or SQL Server Analysis Services, you're probably already familiar with DACs. By using DACs in Power BI, we make it very easy to have a large group of people who are already familiar with DACs, but B, we also make it easy for you to bring your Excel code, your Excel Power Pivot tables into Power BI. So you can bring your Excel sheet as is, Power BI desktop will natively understand the data models, will be able to import the data models, it'll be able to import the connection strings, it'll be able to import the visualization. So you can start from something that you already have. What it also allows you to do is you can take portions of your Excel file and then paste them alone to Power BI, right? Or you can choose to render your entire Excel sheet natively in Power BI. We fully support that. A few months ago, we also delivered a capability that's been very popular with business analysts. Now that you have your data models up and running in Power BI and you have your visualizations, sometimes business analysts just want to be able to connect to the data model out there and be able to suck the data out and pivot it in Excel so that they can do some ad hoc analysis. We now support that as well. So you can connect from Excel into your Power BI data model and then be able to suck the data out just like you would with SQL Server Analysis Services, right? So this has been really popular with our business analysts. This is not typically something a business user would do, but it's something that business analysts really appreciate, because what you publish into Power BI is no longer just a back box. It's something that allows you to get your data out as well. And the last area is the deep integration. We talked about data modeling based on data analysis expression. And the last area is the deep integration with SQL Server reporting services. With SQL Server 2016, we've refreshed the user interface layer for SQL Server reporting services. It's now based on HTML5. We also allow you to take your SSRS reports and then pin them to Power BI, right? So that your Power BI now becomes your single set of dashboards, which could be native Power BI dashboards, it could be Excel files, it could be SSRS reports, and you can drill down from there into your detailed SSRS reports. We fully support that capability. And in a few months, we'll also allow you to publish Power BI desktop files into SQL Server running reporting services on-premise, so if you wanted to have a purely on-premise solution, that'll be supported as well. Right. So this is kind of the direction we're going with Power BI and its associated services, the Cortana Intelligence Stack, Excel, and SQL Server reporting services. So with that, let me switch into showing you some of our customer examples. But before I do that, I just wanted to kind of share with you a little bit about how the analysts are excited about our vision. Forrester came out last year with their Agile BI Wave, and this came out in September, about a couple of months after Power BI version 2 went to general availability. They put Power BI furthest to the top right, and we were very excited to see see the progress we made with Forrester. Gartner came out in February this year with their revised Magic Quadrant. They had three companies in the leaders quadrant, Power BI, Tableau, and Qlik, and they put Power BI furthest to the right in terms of product capabilities and vision. So again, this vision of modern BI, this set of differentiators has really resonated with not only customers, but also with analysts, and has resulted in a lot of customer adoption for Power BI very, very quickly. So with that, let me switch to the solutions. Now, I'm going to talk about three things from a solutions perspective. I'm going to talk about how you can leverage some pre-built solutions that we ship. That's a relatively new capability with Power BI. I'm going to talk about partner solutions. I'm also going to talk to you about some examples that customers are doing. Right. So as I get started, one of the things that we always remind ourselves is what you tell us, right? You only care about solutions that help you run your business better. Now, as excited as I am about Power BI, as excited as I am about Cortana Intelligence, I recognize that my customers really just want to get their job done, right? And what we are trying to do is we're trying to accelerate your time to solution, right? That's what we're focused on. Let me share a little bit about our approach. When we work with customers, we recognize that there are a number of common scenarios, right? One example is sales analytics. Now, most customers have salespeople. Salespeople use a CRM system. They have quotas. Quotas go up every month. They have a pipeline. Pipeline has a certain maturity stage, et cetera, right? That's a very common pattern. There's a bunch of common patterns that we've observed. Once you get outside of the common patterns, there's a lot of diversity, right? The needs for oil and gas, the needs for discrete manufacturing, the needs for insurance companies, all of these vary. There's also a ton of diversity based upon the countries you're from, right? So every country has different regulations, different business processes, et cetera. So the approach we're taking is for our common scenarios, we're building and shipping something called solution templates. So this has been relatively new. We shipped our first set of solution templates just about 3 months ago. It's been very, very successful with customers because it helps you get to a 50 to 70% complete solution within a couple of hours, right? So I'll demo the solution templates that we have. But once we get outside of these common patterns, we want to make it very easy for partners to build solutions and make it very easy for you to discover these solutions from partners, as well as being able to quickly take them for a test drive. And we'll see how that works as well. So with that, let me get into solution templates. So what are solution templates? So they are a 50 to 70% complete solution for common BI scenarios, right? What we do is we recognize that it's very powerful to have an automated setup process. So I'll show you how the automated setup process works. You can typically go through the automated setup process in about 20 minutes, right? It's not meant for business users. It's really meant for a business unit IT or central IT or a partner ecosystem to leverage to implement for our customers, right? So we invest in an automated setup. It's also fully customizable, right? And in order to make it fully customizable, we've actually open sourced the code for the solution templates. So the solution template code is all posted in GitHub, right? So and in the code, we've implemented several enterprise best practices so that when you set it up end to end, all of this stuff works and it's based upon some of the best practices that we've already implemented. We don't charge for the solution templates themselves. The solution templates themselves are free. All we're trying to do is for the common BI patterns, we're trying to help you get to a solution quickly so that business gets value within hours or days as opposed to weeks or months, right? And the way the architecture of a solution template typically works is it tries to set things up end to end. So what you see on the left-hand side is the source of the data, right? So if it's a sales analytics solution template, we implement the ETL with Salesforce or with Dynamics CRM, right? If it's a marketing analytics solution template for brand and campaign management and it uses Twitter, we actually implement the ETL directly from Twitter so that that's automatically done for you. We're working on an SAP accounts payable, accounts receivable solution template. We expect to ship that in the next month or so. So again, we'll automate the ETL process end to end. Now, we bring the data into SQL Server, right? So it's typically most customers choose to put it on SQL Azure, right? So the data is running in the cloud. In some cases, customers choose to put the data on SQL Server, running in a virtual machine. Sometimes it's running in Azure, sometimes it's running on-premise. The automated setup will take care of all of that, right? Because we've open sourced the code, in many cases, the solution templates are extended to get other data sources in and merged in. So typically what a customer would do is they will stand it up very quickly, and then they will start extending it to bring their own enterprise data sources in. And then we build a set of Power BI reports and dashboards that are available out of the box, and they automatically connect to your data mart, right? So that's kind of how we're trying to put this together end to end. So let me show you how this works. So now I'm on the Power BI website, and you'll notice that right here on the website, this is powerbi.com, and you have a solutions tab. So if you go into the solutions tab and you click on solution templates, that's where you'll find the solution templates that we have shipped. So again, it's relatively new. We've shipped 4 solution templates in the last 3 months, and by the end of this fiscal year, which for us is another 8 months or so away, we expect to get to about 15 for the most common BI scenarios, right? So if I scroll down, you will see the 4 that we've already shipped. There's the campaign brand management one for Twitter, there's sales management for Dynamics CRM, there's sales management for Salesforce, and then there's system center configuration management manager analytics. So let me go into the first one, which is sales management for Dynamics CRM. I click learn more, and I go into this page, which shows you the sales management solution template for Dynamics CRM. So the first thing the business user wants to see is that, hey, if I choose Power BI, if I choose Azure, if I choose the solution template, what will my business, what will my reports look like, right? What can I see, and how will it help me run my business better? So we've posted a demo for you right here that actually uses Power BI to actually show off the output of the solution template literally the minute it finishes running, right? So when I hit View Report, you will see a report come up that is built on Power BI that shows you the output of the solution template literally the minute it finishes running. Now I'm going to go to full screen mode so I can show you this better. If I click on this thing on the right, it brings up the solution, the reports in full screen mode. So you'll see if you're on this first tab, you'll see there's 5 tabs. If you look at the central bottom, there's one, tabs 1 of 5, and I'm going through them very quickly. What you'll see in the first tab is it shows you the revenue in terms of looking back how much revenue was landed, what were the opportunities won, what were the opportunities lost, looking ahead, how much revenue is currently in the pipeline, and all of it is sliceable and diceable. So I can go and say, hey, show me my revenue for March, how much is coming out, let me show you, let me go into a particular week. So again, when you show this to a business user, you can help them understand, how they can run their business better if they were to implement the solution template. If I go to the second tab, it helps you understand some of the KPIs around business performance. So this looks at revenue year over year growth, month to date, quarter to date, and year to date, right? So I can go in and say, hey, how did my revenue performance do over the last 3 years? I can go look at the performance of my different sales managers. I can see how Justine is doing, or Mohammed is doing, or how Yasin is doing, right? Because all of this is Power BI, all of this is live, and all of this is interactive. Again, this is the output of the solution template, literally the minute the solution template finishes running. The third tab is a little bit more complex because it tries to bring all the data together. What you see on the bottom right is, the black line is the quotas that go up every single month. The green line shows you where you expect your revenue to land if the opportunities in your pipeline come in, right? You can see the shape of your pipeline at different sales stages, and you can choose to filter them based on the sales stage. What you see here is the pipeline coverage for your different sales managers, and here you see the pipeline coverage for your different product lines. Right below, you see the actual opportunities in Dynamics CRM or Salesforce, right? So I can go and slice and dice. I can say, hey, what is Yasin's pipeline coverage? Yasin has 83% pipeline coverage, a $16 million gap, and you can see the shape of his pipeline. I can also go into my, let's say my printers product line and show me, hey, how's my printers business doing? And again, I can go see, hey, in this particular case, I have 129% pipeline coverage. coverage, I could have, you know, a surplus of about $11.7 million in revenue. I can go in and say, hey, you know what? I don't believe that all my opportunity stages will land. What if only, you know, opportunities above 60% landed? Will I still make my revenue number, right? So it helps you really get very good sales analytics out of the box with Power BI, with all the data flowing through from Dynamics CRM into Azure, into your Power BI reports that look like this. You can also go in and drill down onto your specific Power BI opportunities. So you can go in and look at your opportunities, and you can click from here into the specific opportunities in Dynamics CRM or Salesforce. It'll open them up, right? So the reports look the same, regardless of whether you use the Dynamics CRM or the Salesforce solution template, right? The next couple of tabs, I won't go through them in detail, but it helps you understand your pipeline gap by sales manager. Again, all of this is sliceable. All of this, you can drill down into individual salespeople, and the next tab shows you the pipeline gap by different product lines, right? So what we're trying to do is to say, hey, when you set up the solution template, all of this works end to again. You get these reports out of the box. The data is open source. The models are documented. So you or a partner can choose to extend them and customize them to your customers' needs, right? So first is you see what the reports look like. The second is we have tried to really simplify the setup experience, right? So for example, you'll see an install now button here, right? So if I hit install now, you will see an application come up that's built by our team. So this is an installation wizard. So this basically says, hey, do you want to use Dynamics CRM or do you want to use Dynamics CRM on-premise? Do you want to just use Power BI or do you want to use SQL Server analysis services in the middle? Right. If you have small data sets, you can just use Power BI. If you have a very large data set, you might choose to run SQL Server Analysis Service in the middle. And you can say, hey, do I want to use SQL Server as my data warehouse, or do I want to use Azure SQL? Right. And you literally pick these options, hit next, and then in this particular case, we work with ETL provider called Scribe, who's an ISV that we work closely with, to actually set up the ETL. We're working on native capability as well, which should become available in the next 6 weeks or so. So if you're a Scribe customer, you can use this. If you want to set up a new Scribe account, you can use this. If you want to use our native capability, it'll be available soon. So again, you can just go in and say, hey, I want to sign up for a new user. You can enter your, you know, what you want to set up, and we'll set up your account for you in Scribe. If you're an existing Scribe, you can just enter your credentials. Then you set up your source credentials to Dynamics CRM. You set up your target credentials to the data warehouse we set up on Azure. You customize a couple of things like the start of your fiscal year and pretty much hit run solution. So at that point, you'll see the solution get started. You'll see it connect to Dynamics CRM. You'll start seeing it pull the data, the accounts table, the opportunities table. It'll build the data mart on Azure. It'll create a security model by crawling the sales hierarchy out of Dynamics CRM so we know who reports to who, and every sales manager can only see his or her data, right? So we set all of this end-to-end, and we let you download a Power BI desktop report that is already connected to your data mart. So if you hit refresh, you know, the Power BI desktop report refreshes, and the reports pretty much look like, you know, the one that I showed you before, which is, which was the demo that I just showed. So typically it takes about 20, 25 minutes to go through the setup wizard, you know, to get your data in and get your credentials set up. But once you set it up, it could take, you know, a couple of hours to set up. It may take a little bit longer because the very first time it's pulling all your data down from Dynamics CRM or Salesforce or your ETL source. After that, it's only doing deltas. It's only doing incremental refreshes, so it's super quick, right? So that's how the solution template works. The reports are, what you see here are the reports that you see. The installation experience is automated. And you'll also notice right here that we have some partners, Sikich, for example, Hitachi Solutions, that are already trained on our solution template. And if you just want them to come in and do a quick POC for you, all you do is click on this, and you'll see a POC form from Hitachi that if you fill in, Hitachi will call you literally right away and then set this stuff up. Typically what I found works is that they'll spend a couple of hours setting it up, and then they'll work with you for a day or two to define how you want this tailored before you flip this to production. We have seen customers flip it to production right away because they can start getting analytics in front of their Salesforce. We've seen customers take a few weeks to tailor this to their unique business requirements, merge some data in before they flip it to production, right? So that's kind of how this solution template works end to end. So that was the sales management solution template for Dynamics CRM. The sales management solution template for Salesforce looks pretty much exactly alike, except in that case, it's setting up the ETL from Salesforce instead of the ETL from Dynamics CRM. Just wanted to show you the reports for a couple of the other solution templates. This one's been very popular. We only released it about 2 weeks back. This is the System Center Configuration Manager Analytics. It's especially useful for our IT departments. What I'll do is I'll just show you the view report. So again, if I hit view report, you'll see a demo come up with some data sets that we have put together. I'm going to go to full screen mode so you can see this better. But this gives you a quick view into all the analytics that are available through your System Center Configuration Manager instance. So the first tab here shows you all your clients. You can see total clients, total users. You can see the different operating system types. The next tab shows you your health evaluation and the trends. The tab after that shows you endpoint compliance, and then the tabs after that show you the presence of malware and computer updates, right? So this is really powerful because, this reporting is modern and it's very, very easy for people to slice and dice the data, but B, System Center Config Manager doesn't natively store historical data because we suck the data out of SCCM and we store it on Azure. We actually maintain deltas so you can see trends over time, right? So if I go to the next tab, you will see the protection status, what's your endpoint compliance look like, your NIS status, your antivirus enablement, real-time protection, et cetera, et cetera. The tab after that helps you understand the status of malware. Is it going up? Is it going down? What are the severe threats that you're under, et cetera? And then the tab after that looks at missing updates. So you can say, hey, are my machines getting patched? Are they getting patched quickly? Right from here, I can go look at the severity of, let's say, my important patches. Are they getting done on time? And if I want to go drill into any particular patch, let's say this Windows Server patch, I can click on this information URL, and it brings up that URL directly from, with the source, so you can understand, what this patch was about, right? So, and the last tab is about software inventory. So because SCCM knows what software is installed on your different machines, it can show you the software inventory, right? Again, this setup process is automated, so you set it up end to end. We open source it so you can extend the tables to bring in other data. We will be extending it to include things like Service Manager or Remedy or ServiceNow. So you'll get your ticketing information in as well. So that's the System Center Configuration Manager solution template. And the last one that I wanted to quickly show you is our Twitter solution template. So this one is for campaign and brand management with Twitter. This has been extremely popular. This is by far, this is only about a month old. It's it's right now our most popular solution template because so many customers use Twitter and they really want to get something set up end to end. And this one, it can do that in about 10 minutes. If I hit view report again, I'll just show you what the reports look like. I'm going to go to full screen mode again just to show you. And you'll see here, let me just flip to the first couple of tabs. So the first tab looks at all your outbound tweets. So the outbound tweets that you're tweeting from different handles, what are the followers impacted, what are the different topics that are trending. You can drill down into specific tweets or specific, and you can understand the reach of each one of these campaigns. You can also look at inbound tweets, people who are tweeting at you. In any of these cases, you can understand the sentiment. All of that works out of the box. The third tab is kind of interesting. It looks a little bit scary at first, but this is this is interesting because it's hard to visualize a social network, right? So what's interesting about a social network is what are the topics that you're interested in, who is interested in those topics, and what are the other topics that those people are also interested in. So this is a visualization that's actually built by Microsoft Research using our open source visualization code, and I'm just following Power BI, and I'm just going to zoom out so you can see it put all together. So the black dots are are topics that we're following. Right in the center is Power BI, so we ran it for a couple of weeks, asking it to follow Power BI. The blue dots are people who are tweeting about Power BI, and the other clusters of black dots are the other topics that they're interested in. So as a brand or campaign manager, I can drill into the timeline at the bottom, and then you'll see it organizes the data very, very quickly. And then, again, it's very easy for me to see patterns, right? So again, this is something that has been very, very popular. We also allow you to, understand the, the sentiment of your of the tweet. So we run it through some machine learning algorithms that look at your positive tweets, your negative tweets, where they're coming from, what are their reach, et cetera. And the very last one is you can see how your overall campaign performance is going. Who's tweeting, what frequency. You can go look at people who are tweeting very frequently and what they're saying about your product or your service or the things that you're interested in. And then the very last page lets you look at the output, sorted by different factors. So you can see what are the trending topics and how they fit together. So we've seen a lot of interest. A lot of customers follow their own products. Some of them follow their competitors' products as well so that they get a sense of what's going on in the industry. But again, all of this works end-to-end. You can set this up in about 20 minutes. So that's what we're doing with solution templates. We're targeting the most commonly deployed applications. So today we have sales analytics with Salesforce and Dynamics CRM. We have marketing analytics with brand and campaign management for Twitter. For finance departments, we're working on accounts payable, accounts receivable with SAP. And the last one is for IT departments, we've shipped System Center Config Manager. And typically what we see customers do is that they typically get into a pilot within a couple of hours. Sometimes they give that to business users so they can try it, they can play with it, they can get a sense of what changes they want, and then they flip it to production, you know, with a few of the changes that integrate their own data sets in, right? So that's solution templates. Now I'm going to switch to partner industry solutions, right? So what we're trying to do here is we're trying to make it very easy for you to understand which partners of ours are building solutions on Power BI and our end-to-end stack. We want to make it easy for you to discover those solutions, organized by industry, organized by country, and organized by function, like finance, marketing, et cetera. We want you to be able to take these solutions quickly for a test drive, directly from our website without having to install anything or set up anything, and then we want to help enable you to quickly connect with a relevant partner, right? So, well, let me just show you what the experience looks like. So if I go to powerbi.com, again, all of this is directly available on our website. You'll notice that in powerbi.com, we have a partner section, and the very first section is a menu under the partner section is the partner showcase, right? So that's what you see here. You see a number of our highlighted partner solutions. You know, Hitachi Solutions is one of them, but you see Avanade, you see Dell, you see KPMG. And then you see all of these solutions that are organized by country, organized by industry, and organized by department, right? So if you look at any of these solutions, you see a brief solution description, but then if I flip into a solution page, you'll be able to understand a little bit more about the solution, right? So in this case, we're going to talk about Hitachi solution in a minute, but you understand a little bit more about Hitachi solution, you can also hit view report and take that solution quickly for a test drive. All we're doing is we're providing you a set of Power BI reports from the partner with an encapsulated data set so that your business user can check them out and see if that solution is applicable for them. So with that, I just wanted to invite Dr. Sebastian Morris from Hitachi Solutions on stage. Thank you. So Sebastian, you've been a really good partner for us, and you know we've worked together for a while. So I just wanted to ask you a little bit about your company, about what you guys do. So can you just chat a little bit about Hitachi Solutions and what you guys do?
Sure. Am I mic'd up? Is there a mic?
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry. Hello. Can you hear me?
It is on now.
It is on. Okay.
I think he just wants you to clip it on. There we go. Perfect. And you can put that in your pocket. Yep.
Thank you, Arun. Can you guys hear me?
I'm sorry.
No. It's not on yet.
It's not on.
Higher?
No, I think he just flipped it on. I think it's fine.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Perfect. So just share a little bit about Hitachi Solutions and what do you guys do?
Well, first of all, it's a privilege to be up here with Arun and Microsoft, and Hitachi Solutions is very proud to partner with Microsoft. So Hitachi Solutions is Microsoft's largest, one of the largest Dynamics partners in the world. We're $3 billion plus in revenue. We are in 36 countries. We're owned by Hitachi Limited out of Tokyo, which is about 400,000 employees. So that's our profile.
That's big. That's great. Can you share a little bit about the problem that you've been trying to solve for your customers and, what the issues are and stuff like that?
Right. I think one of the themes that is really resonating with our customers, and you've probably seen that with Arun's demonstration, is two things, integrate and automate, right? So we're integrating Dynamics with Azure, with Power BI, but we're automating human functions, right? So what the solution that I'll show you today is really machines and HVAC devices. Monitor these HVAC devices for probabilities of failure, right? The integration part of it is it's integrated with Dynamics CRM and in Azure. So the Azure piece of it, Azure Machine Learning, is using algorithms from Azure to predict the probability of failure of these devices. The integration with Power BI is really dashboarding where these devices are and the probabilities of these failures. But if a machine is about to fail, the integration with Dynamics CRM Field 1 is that these machines autonomously create a work order in Dynamics CRM Field 1. So that's the integration automation that's really resonating with our customers because it really directly impacts the bottom line.
That's great. So you have you work with your customers who have thousands of these HVAC machines that do cooling and air conditioning around the world for different buildings, and then you actually get that real-time data from these HVAC machines. You use Azure, to suck the data in. You use machine learning to analyze the patterns, and then you predict the likelihood of failure so you can proactively reach out and then fix the machines before things happen. And you integrate into Dynamics CRM so you automate the workflow.
That is right? Correct.
That makes sense. So you know, let's take a look at it. So can you just show us a quick demo?
All right.
Yeah, let me just flip to the, there we go, and over here.
Perfect. So what you're seeing really here is our theme of our solutions, integrate and automate. You're seeing a Power BI dashboard, but really, you know what I would say, that underneath the Power BI dashboard, the workhorse is Azure, right? If you look at Azure, if you look at Stream Analytics, machine learning, that's the workhorse. Power BI is just a visualization layer. So what you're seeing here is our analysis of all these HVACs globally, right? And again, cross out HVACs, and you can put in Boeing jet engines. You can put in any type of devices that we can analyze with our solutions, right? So it's really the capability. So what you're seeing here is all the HVACs that we're analyzing, the little bit of high-level information on the units requiring attention, open work orders, closed work orders, again, that whole integration theme with Dynamics CRM. These are the location of the HVAC. So if I were to click one of these guys, go on a little bit further. So this particular device, you're seeing the location of the HVACs in this geospatial maps, but you're also seeing the probabilities of failure of these HVACs. Red is bad, right? So if a machine is about to achieve or go to red, and there's a certain threshold that the machine will exceed, that machine will automatically trigger a work order in Dynamics CRM Field 1. So that goes to a human being goes to that device, automatic, or fixes that machine. So what we're trying to do is really provide for our customers a couple of things. One, we're minimizing downtime for these devices. We're increasing the productivity of human beings. So in addition to a machine actually creating the work order, the machine will also tell you itself how to fix it. Isn't that cool? Right? So if a human being actually goes there, he doesn't have to interrogate that machine or device, figure out how to fix it. Well, why can't the machine just tell that human being how to fix it? And so that's kind of what we do, and that really accelerates the productivity, the time to fix, and gets that machine up to run, up and working quickly. So here's a couple of solutions. Here's our solution. But if I go to the next tab, you can go into a little bit more granular information about these devices. All right. So here what we do is we give you these HVACs, which are located in buildings. So if you actually roll up these HVACs, well, they're obviously in buildings. So what we can also do is give you the probability of failure of a building, right? If you think about smart buildings, and if you think about buildings self-diagnosing themselves, the capabilities that we have with Azure, with Power BI, machine learning, with Microsoft technology is immense. I've been in this industry for 20 plus years. I've never seen such rapid deployment of solutions with these cloud-based solutions that Microsoft is providing. It's incredible what Microsoft is doing. And I'm not just saying that because we're a Microsoft partner. I mean, it is pretty cool stuff. So again, if you want a little bit more granular information, you can get information on the HVACs, information on the buildings, probabilities of failure. We can tell you how to integrate that with Dynamics CRM Field 1. We can also record the fault codes. Now, if a machine is about to fail, it triggers a fault code, right? So if you're an engineering QA department, you can increase the quality of these devices by understanding why these machines are triggering these fault codes all the time. So you want to prevent that happening in the future, right? So the solution here is, you know, wide and deep, right? But really, it doesn't have to be HVACs. It could be really any type of device. But we're really giving you that insight using Microsoft Azure, using Dynamics, using Power BI, to apply to a real-world solution that's really helping your bottom line. And I always say, and I've been in the analytics industry for many, many years, analytics does not have to be a research project. It has to provide value to our customers that hits their bottom line. And that's what customers really resonate to. If I go to another slide here, just give you a little bit more additional information. Again, you get the idea. It's really that drill down capabilities that we have with Dynamics and with Power BI. Here you're basically seeing the temperature variance of these devices. So if you look at AC1000, which is an air conditioner, you can see the probabilities, how much the number of times this HVAC is running hot. If our HVAC is running hot, it's going to consume a lot more energy, right? It's going to electricity. That electricity is going to cost you, right? So you want to identify those machines that are running hot, right? So you can identify that very quickly so you can reduce your cost. It's all about cost and revenue, right? And so this kind of gives you just a little bit more information, granular information about these devices. If I were to click this, again, you get very quick information on the temperature variance of these devices. So if a machine is actually has a high temperature variance, it's about to fail, or the probability of that machine failing is high, right? So really what we're trying to do is give you proactive information so you can actually go and fix that device as opposed to you being reactive, right? And that will help your business.
Great. Well, thanks so much for your time. Thanks for joining us. We look forward to working with you together. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Cheers. Can you give this to Sanjay? So what I wanted to do is just show you a couple of other customer examples. The next one I wanted to show you was some work we did with one of the world's largest jet engine manufacturers. So this is the predictive maintenance application. So let me just show you that right now. So in this case, we're working with the jet engine manufacturer, and what we're doing is we're actually helping them look at the status of their different jet engines, the status of the different planes, where those planes are in real time, and when those planes need to be taken out for maintenance, right? So if I go into my Power BI console, I go in and look at my favorite dashboards, I go in and look at Aircraft Solutions, you will see that dashboard come up, right? So this is a really interesting problem, because the way these jet engine manufacturers get paid is that they no longer sell their engines. They actually lease them out, right? And they get paid based upon the amount of time the engines spend in the air, right? So they actually play a critical role in making sure the engine is maintained on time and it's always in peak operating condition, right? Now, if the engine is, it's not maintained on time, then obviously you might have a safety issue, right? However, if you pull the engine out for maintenance too often, then you're going to dramatically impact your profitability, right? So the choice about when you choose to bring an engine out for maintenance is a critical decision that an operations engineer needs to make, right? And this is, when I'm driving my car around, my car actually tells me when it needs a service, right? However, it's much harder for jet engines because these engines have hundreds of sensors, right? And a typical flight produces about 1 to 2 terabytes of data. Right. So working with this jet engine manufacturer, we looked at the flight patterns and the data coming from about 300 planes that flew over about 2 to 3 years. Right. So we had all the data coming in, this massive amount of data. It went into Azure for data storage. And then we analyzed them with the machine learning algorithms to learn from the past behavior. When we look at the set of sensors when they reach critical thresholds, which most likely require maintenance. Right. Now, even when the machine learning algorithms flag it as such, you don't just pull a jet engine out, take a plane out, right? You have to make a decision on when's the appropriate time to pull it, when does it need to get looked at by, and which is the logical point the airport for you to bring it together. So this is the dashboard that the operations engineer looks at. If I go into alert status, you'll be able to see all the data that this particular operations engineer is responsible for, the fleets that he or she is responsible for. So I'm going to make this a little bit bigger so you guys can see. What you'll see is, I have my 777 fleet, I have my 787 fleet, I have my 380 fleet. So you'll notice that each of these circles actually represent planes, right? And now three have been flagged at status red. Now, when I click on one of them, let's say I'm clicking on the one on the top left, you'll notice that the map zooms into London. So this plane is currently in London, right? And the machine learning algorithms have flagged a number of anomalies here that you see in issue details. Right? So these are the ones that require looking at. Now, it may or may not be an issue. The operations engineer may decide to, pull this plane out for maintenance or might say, I looked at this stuff. It doesn't require maintenance right now. Now, in any of these cases, you need to get additional information. So the first anomaly is significant second stage engine pressure anomaly. Right? So I click on this link, and then another Power BI report comes up, which is dynamically constructed to put the set of parameters together that required this machine to be this engine to be taken out for maintenance, so that the operations engineer can take a look at those parameters and say, "Hey, does this make sense? If these parameters together reach these thresholds, does it signal something that needs to be looked at?" Right. So I can put my data together. We're saying, "Hey, there's an 81% confidence that this engine needs to be looked at. This needs to go in for maintenance, and these are the set of feature parameters that reach thresholds in combination that require it to be looked at." Right. So if I go back in, You can also see where the planes are at. So that kind of helps the operations engineer get a sense. I just wanted to quickly flick a couple of other pages by. This one, for example, lets you understand the policies that you're applying to your different aircraft fleets. Let's say my premium aircraft, what is the fuel consumption, what is the lifetime parameters, like how am I optimizing all those parameters, and what are the output on things like availability, efficiency, et cetera. So this is a custom visual as well that was built by this engine manufacturer in, you know, taking advantage of our open source code. The last thing I wanted to show you here is you know, being able to visualize the data against the, you know, the engine picture itself makes the things very, very real. So this is another custom visual. You can see as I hover over the different parts, you can see the faults associated with those parts. And I can slice and dice it this way. So if I go in and click on this, I can see that in this particular case, I've clicked on the cone, and the cone on the right-hand side had 7 faults that were identified over the last 12 months or so. Right? So this helps the operations engineer get a really complete picture of how, you know, the health of the engine and the planes that they're looking at. Now let's assume that, hey, I've looked at this stuff, I want to make sure that I take some preventive action, I want to schedule the plane out for maintenance. Then this is where Power Apps comes in. So we've built a Power App that a maintenance engineer, the person who actually inspects the plane, can look at the schedule that they're actually looking at. So I'm going to switch to my iPhone right now. So I'm going to 3. And what you'll see here is this Power Apps, which is running on my iPhone, right? And this Power App has the set of engines that I'm supposed to look at on any given day. So I go in and click on the first one, and then you'll see that in this, you know, this engine needs inspection. It's pulled some data from Power BI so that it actually looks. They have some information about the thresholds that were reached that require looking at. I need to go look at the high pressure, the second stage engine anomaly. I go in and look at this stuff, and then I can actually get a little bit more detailed diagram that was, again, pulled from Power BI about the status of the different components. Then I can do my inspection. I can take a picture if necessary. Then I can hit, you know, I say a recommended repair, and I can schedule a particular date, let's say on the 30th. I say okay, and then click okay, and then it's done, right? So what you'll see here is the ability to build this application very, very quickly. This application was built using Power Apps. It's now in public preview. It's designed to be able to translate your insight into action by building a mobile application that you can get in the hands of your employees very, very quickly without having to write any code, you know, using Excel-like formulae, pretty much the way you build Power BI applications, right? So with that, let me switch back. So that's the predictive maintenance example. Now, the next thing I want to do is I want to invite Sanjay to talk about the fraud detection example. So, Sanjay, over to you.
Thank you. All right. Can you hear me in the back? Yes? Awesome. So I have a couple of questions for you before we get started. Are you liking everything you saw so far? Like it? Yes? You want to see more? All right. So two questions. One is, how many of you have used analysis services before? All right. And how many of you love Power BI? Okay. So what I want to do is, last question, promise. How many of you believe in enjoying every moment in life? Right? Cool. So what I would like you to do is, for the next 20 minutes that we have, how about we enjoy every moment together? I want you to be away from your emails, cell phones, and everything. Show some interactivity and energy. So are you ready? Okay, so let's get going. So if you like something, please show some excitement for it. And what I want to do is, I want to show you two customer scenarios, two demos, essentially, as Arun said. The first one is going to be about retail fraud detection scenario, and I would like your help to investigate a crime. It's a fraud scenario, right? So you'll help me investigate, you know, what's happening here. And it's from a real partner of ours. Their name is Sys Republic. They are partners, and they really are experts on security or fraud detection for retail. There are lots of retail customers behind the scenes, and basically what they do is they are experts at this. So what I'm showing you right now is, what is it? SQL Server 2016 BI. So the first demo was all going to be about on-premise. The second demo is all about Power BI, then we'll bring everything together with Cortana Intelligence, yes? So I'm showing you the new face of SQL Server 2016, where you have KPIs, mobile reports, paginated reporting reports, and of course, Excel workbooks. So what I want to do is, all this data set, by the way, is actually coming from Analysis Services Tabular Model. So if you have not used Analysis Services, I request you to please try this out. It's huge, it's awesome. You can use your SAP data, you can use your Teradata, whatever data sets that you have. So this tabular model behind the scenes here, and what we want to know is what is happening in this Miami store. So you click on the report, and a beautiful report shows up for in reporting services for, by the way, do you like the new look and feel? Visualizations, come on. You've been asking for it forever, right? Reporting services, give it a facelift. Now here we are. We have this beautiful looking reports for you in reporting services. Now, let's see if you can help me investigate this. So we are looking at this revenue, right? Do you see a business problem, anybody, in this report here? Sorry? Profit margin is decreasing. Okay, fine. Now, on this report, can you see what, I'm going to move my mouse to give you a hint. Profit margin is decreasing. What could be the possible reason why profit margin is decreasing? Returns have been increasing. So, oh my goodness, in Miami store, profit margin is decreasing, you know, returns have been increasing, but you want to know more. What could be the real reason behind all this? Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to take help from R. That you can run inside of SQL Server 2016. You can run your R right there, anomaly detection. And we took help from some of the data scientists as well. It's really simple R code at the end of the day. But we applied Benford's law. Now, hear me out, let's see. Here we go. We found out that in Miami store, here we have transactions that start in twos. That's where fraud was happening. You see the anomaly detection right here? Two could be $2 transaction, $200 transaction, or $20 transaction. You see? You have millions of records, billions of records. Just quickly looks at it and finds out, okay, this is where fraud could be happening. Then we investigated this further, and then we looked at these three terminals, 1, 2, and 3. Where do you think fraud is happening? Sorry? 3 days, huh? So apparently the story goes, at terminal number 3, this cashier was taking $200 worth of items in the morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., you know, $200 worth of item returns. He was taking them to the back of the warehouse where they were being stolen by one of his accomplices. And it is, you know, this happens in the retail industry quite more often than you actually would think, you know. So we actually were able to find the anomaly and everything else. At the same time, the CIO, actually CEO, happened to be, can I use this iPhone thing, is that okay? Happened to be in Singapore on his iPhone. By the way, it could be iPhone, could be any of the phones, Google phone, Microsoft phone. And essentially, he was looking at this iPhone, and I'm going to just quickly try this out, folks, with you. Number three, looking at the same BI portal on an iPhone, and here it is. If you've heard about DataXen before, we brought this to you now as mobile reports in SQL Server 2016 BI. Looking at this report, he was looking at this, you know, it's not enough, you know, so what I'm going to do is maybe flip the phone and look at that, folks, 2015, look at that, come on. We are filtering, and yes, fast and furious. Is that exciting or what? It's all on-premise data right here on your phones, and it's all fast, right? So far, so good. Liking it? You want to see more? Okay, let's do it. So I'm going to go back now to this my machine that I have, which is number 7 again, and let's go back. That was all on-premise. Everything was SQL Server 2016, reporting services, analysis tabular, and of course. Now we go back to the second story that I have, and the second story is even more fascinating. It's about Power BI, Cortana Intelligence together. It's from a real customer of ours. Their name is Lion. Anybody from Australia, New Zealand here? Okay, folks, so you have a store over there? Yes, Lion. So they sell beverages, alcohol, as well as some you know, cheese and other products. So the story goes, they are a case study for us. They actually used Cortana Intelligence, some of the sensor stuff, information, and they increased their sales by 15%. And their margin by 22%. So you want to know how, right? So I'm going to share this story with you. But before I do that, I want to give credit to one of our partners. Their name is Solomo. So they are specialists in all these Cortana intelligence sensors. In events, you can have sensors, information. And so I took the story from Lion. We combined it with Solomo's everyday customers they see. And we create a story based on Northwind Traders. Okay, so data you are seeing is not from Lion. It's an inspiration from a true story. It's a spicy screenplay. Come on, you know. This is good. All right, fine. I had to create that. So now, folks, typically, and by the way, thanks for your response. I'm enjoying these moments. These are the best moments on the job for me always. So now, let's talk about this. Any business, you could be in insurance, you could be in banking, you could be anywhere. It's all about three things. First, you want to take a decision based on past for the present. Historical analysis, take a decision for the present. My first two columns here are all about based on past, what's happening now. Fine. But more fun, my favorite, is real-time analytics. Based on present moment, I want to take a decision for the next moment, real-time analytics. And then even more fun is predictive. I want to predict the future. So in this dashboard you're looking at, based on past, this is the historical analytics, real-time present analytics, and the futuristic predictive analytics. You're with me? Past, present, future. Okay, cool. So here we go. So in this, they ran some, so again, is my company is going to be called Northwind Traders in this case, okay, just to keep a fictitious name. So they ran, a story goes, starts with Thanksgiving, November. How many of you like, you know, celebrate November time frame with Thanksgiving? They had all these kinds of sales happening in the stores, retail stores. They wanted to see, they launched 7 campaigns. They want to know, how are these campaigns doing? So behind the tile, I can see 7 campaigns, and you can see with email, there are various tactics for campaigns, right? Email campaign, TV campaign, social. With email, you can see, you know, be unique was popular, fine. But what is more popular these days? Social. Social is fun, right? You know, so social, enjoy the moment was popular. By the way, I kept enjoy the moment as a demo, in the demo, so we can interact, it's fun. So enjoy the moment is popular. Why is it popular? Because, you know, apparently when people are having cocktail with friends or drunk, very positive sentiment. I don't know what to say. And you know, we asked them to do the workout next day, buy some exercise machines. Guess what they said? Too much effort. I don't know. Fine, it was a joke. I'm sure some of you got it, this one. So now what we'll do is, now let's get to the story. That was past stuff, you know. But before I get to this part here, I want to show you the fun part of, you know, Cortana integration that we have. So you can say show, you know, you can simply ask a question, you know, show campaign performance. You know, of course, and then basically, you know, you get this card, which is not only like a static card, but you can have fun, you can actually interact with it. Is that exciting, folks? Imagine a world where you're asking questions, forget about all the good stuff you had before. Now, let me get back to the story, location analytics, you know, right there. This is what they did. This customer, and it's a story, it's a real story, and here we go. I'm going to show you with a prop, okay? So, in fact, what I'll do is I'll invite two people from the audience to come on stage. Any two volunteers who are willing to take risks to be on stage right now with me? Yes? Okay, come on over, please. Anybody from here? Yes, come on over, sir. Yeah. Alrighty, here we go. So imagine this is a real. Now, how many of you have Amazon accounts? You love Amazon, right? Because they recommend what you like. They know who you are. They recommend what you like. Now, welcome. What's your name?
Mohammed,
nice to meet you, and Andrew. Okay, so imagine you all are shopping in retail stores. When you go to Nordstrom, Macy's, it doesn't matter which store it is. Do they know who you are? They don't. You're walking like a bunch of strangers. So what this customer, Lion, did in Australia, New Zealand, is they deployed IoT sensors, camera sensors, Kinect sensors in their stores. Okay? Deployed the stores. Now imagine, this is a real sensor right here. Simple camera from Best Buy, Logitech. So what you're looking at is, you know, here you are as a customer, and you basically walk into the store, and this happens to be a Bacardi rum, and this happens to be Napa Valley wine, you know, one of those things, yeah? So let's say you pick up the rum. The moment he picks it up, folks, what happened there is the Kinect sensor watched him, and the video started playing on the screen about, you know, once upon a time in Puerto Rico, whatever happened about this thing, the history of the thing. That was enchanting, you know. Now you're curious, you know. While you are there, the other customer arrives, Andrew, you pick up the Napa Valley wine, and the video starts playing about Napa Valley wine. You would think it's okay, but guess what? As they are looking at the history and getting involved, sales associate shows up. Hi, how you doing today? How was your experience? And this conversation starter, customer relationship, and all this good stuff happened. This is just the beginning, so you can keep it back. It's all good. Thank you. Now, let's stay with me, please. Just don't go away yet. Okay, cool. Look at this, folks. That was one sensor. Now imagine in a store, we have 50 sensors. You're with me? Now imagine 100 stores. How many sensors? 5,000 sensors sent information in real time or not in the past, fine, to Azure, IoT, got processed. And we have this information stored about the month of Thanksgiving, all this information. Look how many people in US, you can see a pattern here. The people come to our stores in US around noontime. In Spain, people come to our store around siesta time, you know, 3 p.m.-ish, you know. And then you can see how many people are coming into the store. That's easy. But how many people are staying in the store? Our campaigns are effective, you know, the dwell chart, you know. Is that fun? So far, so good? Now, this is the ultimate, most risky part of the demo. And I'm going to just do it because you are having fun, right? So we'll do this. This is the ultimate risky part. And what we'll do is, imagine you are customers right now. Obviously, you are. So come on over closer to me. And what we'll do is, let's see if it light works or not. So imagine they are in a store, real store, and we have these ads playing, you know. And let's say you like one of them. Can you please touch for me the screen? Let's say you like the ad, the kiosk. So this is a store which has displayed this thing. And then, so here we are. I'm going to, it's just too bright probably, but we'll try this out, okay? So if it's too bright, sir, I'll ask you, can you please dim the light a little bit for us? So what I'm going to show you folks right now is the following. This is a sensor. It's going to, this is perfect, thank you. It's going to predict the age and gender for them and their emotion as well, you know, happy, unhappy, so folks. So sorry, I didn't tell you what it was, but you know, we'll see, we'll have fun with this, okay, shall we? So I'm going to say, you know, 1, 2, and 3, say yay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what happens. Again, whatever happens in Atlanta stays in Atlanta. I'm going to delete the picture, no worries. I'm going to delete the picture, not taking anywhere else. So what happens now is, look at that, folks. It predicts their age, their gender, and their happiness, emotion, and all that. Come on, give them a big round of applause to the system so far. Now, liking it? So yeah, you have this. And it recommends, very nicely, machine learning recommends 50, we know, martini glass for you, like we're partying, you know, stuff. Now, do you like it? Do you like this, or you love it? I love it too. You know, it's so good, you know, really good. Now guess what? It's sentiment API. I showed you the face detection API, the sentiment API, emotions, and also this speech API now. So let's say, you know, so that's okay. Not good, maybe? Not so wonderful? Uh-oh, now it's kind of confused. So okay, fine. So you know. So you got it. Hey, it's a demo, it's a live demo. So what happens now is, folks, that, you know, basically what we can do is, all right. Good, you got the idea. So you're just talking to each other, or you're looking at a system, you're saying, wow, and it detects and adds to the wish list. Now, guess what? System still does not know who you are, right? It does not know. So guess what we do? What you can do. If any of you have one of those loyalty apps from Nordstrom, Macy's, you have that, right, for discounts? Then what can happen is, what actually happens in the real world today, there's a Bluetooth beacon in the stores, it gets synced up with your phone. This wish list comes to your phone. And then you can say, hi, Cortana, or hi, Northwind Traders. Where is this martini glass located? And Cortana helps you go there. Is that exciting? That's really good, right? Now, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to actually do something fun here. Take the ultimate risk right now, okay? And we'll see how that one goes. So imagine all of you are shoppers in the house. I don't know, it's a risky demo, but you are having fun, right? So we're going to try this out. How about we try some of you together here? And if any face can be detected, you know, I'll try. Otherwise, you know, I'll say sorry, okay? This light is... So I want you to enjoy every... Take a selfie with me. 1, 2, 3, you say yay, okay? 1, 2, 3, yay! And, you know, if it doesn't work, I'll obviously come up with an excuse. But come on, it worked a little bit. I'll give yourself a big round of applause and stuff. Give yourself a big round of applause. Please have a seat. Thank you so much. Cheers. All right, so now you can turn the lights back on, sir. Thank you so much. So now, look, that was one scenario, one sensor. You liked it so far. But what I'm showing you now is, imagine the time now is Christmas. Christmas time, right before Christmas, the week before Christmas, you have everybody's shopping, you know. You have 100 stores, 50 sensors per store, 5,000 sensors sending information in real time. Real time. So look at this, folks. In real time, I can see here how many visitors, 2,328 visitors. In accessories, people are spending a long time versus in entertainment, less time. That means I can move something in entertainment, or I can take real-time decisions based on this real-time data coming. What kind of age group are people coming in from? Baby boomers versus this, this, this. I can take decisions. I can move things around. What is selling, what is not selling? Now, just to have, because, you know, do we have 10 more minutes left? 5 more minutes? Can I have? I think we have 5 more minutes, right? Arun? Good. Okay, cool. So I want to show you 2 demos. This is not over, because now I want to take a test if it's really real time or not with you. So I'm showing you that this retailer actually wanted to see the sentiment of people around Christmas or around right now. So now I have real time tweets coming in as of this moment into this demo here. So if any of you have phones right now, do you have Twitter accounts? Why don't I request you to take your phones out right now? Let's have fun with this. Take your phones out right now and see if you can tweet something about hashtag gaming, hashtag accessories. What we are doing live right now is, if you are part of this, it will be fun, because, you know, if you tweet something positive or neutral, by the way, please, not negative. You know, we are using Azure machine learning, by the way. So even if you, so what it does is basically it looks at the sentiment of the overall, predicts the time sentiment, and then essentially it passes to the Event Hub. Event Hub takes all this fire hose from Twitter live, it does goes to Zero Stream Analytics, gets processed in real time, and then from there goes to Power BI Dashboard Live. So what I'm showing you right now is in the hashtag of gaming, these many neutral tweets, these many positive tweets all over the world, what time are those coming in, or if I click on accessories, what is happening. So you can choose a hashtag of gaming, whatnot, you can say something about Xbox, good stuff, it just happens here. So what I'll do is, so did any of you tweet already? Okay, so as you are tweeting, I want to show you one more thing before we go back to the results. Or, you know, let's see if your name is showing up, Ignite Power BI. Yes, you can definitely. So let's do the following, folks, as you're tweeting. I'm going to ask Cortana, show count of tweets by hashtag, let's see, by hashtag, yeah, by username, okay, in last 180 seconds. So that's that, you know. So what I can do is I can just say show tweets by hashtag in last 180 seconds. And I think I have installed control zoom it. And look at that, folks. Microsoft, love the accessories, love this thing. And if I can show your name here, folks, does your name appear here? Yes? Give yourself a big round of applause. You were part of this demo here. You were part of the Power BI dashboard. History is being created. Love it. Thank you so much for your energy so far. So that was real-time analytics. In action, you can see this. Do you want to see a custom visual that we, two custom visuals we have? The new two custom visuals in Twitter. For Twitter, we have something called Network Graph. Actually, Arun's solutions are awesome. They're actually, for Twitter, he has excellent solution template. You can, whatever I'm showing you here, you can get this done. Almost 70% work is already done in those solution templates. So you can do this. Now look at this, folks. What am I showing you here? Has anybody seen this one before? This is a new custom visual we have, where we are simply tracking all these tweets coming in for these hashtag of accessories and gaming. In the middle is the hashtag. Okay. For example, this is a gaming hashtag. These are the tweeters for gaming hashtag around the balloon. Yeah? And then if you just select one small area right there, you can see very quickly that who are the people who are tweeting for two hashtags of, you know, accessories as well as, you know, as well as gaming. So you can see that good stuff right there. This is the central is the hashtag is saying. You can see who are the common tweeters among all these different, you know, hashtags we choose, and you can do make decisions. Now, in the last 5 minutes, I want to show you one last visual we have in Power BI, which is last visual that I love, you know, I want to show you today, is Sand Dance. How many of you have seen Sand Dance before? This is my favorite by far. What I'm showing you is Power BI Desktop, which has 60 plus data sources. You can now get data from SAP BW, SAP HANA, and all Google Analytics, all kinds of data sources. Fine, you know that. But let me show you something fun. I'm showing you 30,000 records we have, 30,000 transactions records we have for sales. And I want to make sense in next 3 minutes that I have out of this data to see what are the most profitable transactions, where are they coming from, anomaly detection, all the good stuff. So what I can do is I can simply, you know, sort this data. First of all, color by profit margin, the first thing. Look at that, folks. What is happening is profit margin. I want to see this. But do you want to see some different colors, right? yellow, green maybe. Look at that. Very quickly, I can organize this data set to show you most profitable transactions in terms of profit margin, but the best is yet to come. I can organize this data set by region real quick. Come on, folks. I can tell you that, you know, right here, control 4, you can see that these are the transactions that we have which are more profitable. In Europe, we made more money, in North America versus other ones. That's okay. But what about this one? ViewScatter, I want to see this data set by countries. Come on, folks. What do you guys think? Yeah, exciting stuff. And I can zoom in just like this. Like, hey, what is happening in US? I really want to go there. And I can just zoom into US just like that. Here we go. And I can see a data point here, some kind of anomaly. Something is happening there. So I can always click on I, and I can see information about the data point. See that? So that's the excitement, energy. Hopefully you enjoyed all these demos. Thank you so much. And if you have any other questions, we can answer you. My name is Sanjay Soni. Thank you.